Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast. Today, we've got an incredible lineup of discussions that will delve into the heart of modern machine learning with a focus on transformers. First up, we'll tackle how the transformer's lack of recurrence affects its ability to handle long-term dependencies in language tasks. It's a critical question for anyone working with complex linguistic structures. Next, we're going to dive into whether multi-head attention is more efficient than traditional RNNs when it comes to real-time translation. This has huge implications for practical applications like instant messaging and live speech-to-text services. Then, we'll explore if the transformer's success in machine translation can be replicated in other areas of natural language processing. Can this model truly revolutionize the field beyond just translating text? We're also going to discuss some important ethical considerations that arise when replacing recurrent models with self-attention mechanisms in AI systems. It's crucial to think about the broader implications for society and technology. Finally, we'll look at how reduced training times affect resource allocation and accessibility in academic research. This impacts everyone from researchers to educators and policymakers. So, get ready because it's going to be a fascinating hour of conversation. Let's start with our first topic. How does the transformer's lack of recurrence impact its ability to handle long-term dependencies in language? Topic 1. How does the transformer's lack of recurrence impact its ability to handle long-term dependencies in language?
So, how do you think the lack of recurrence affects handling long sentences or complex structures in language?
That's a great question. I think what's cool is that the transformer model uses self-attention to contextualize words within a sentence, which helps it handle complex structures without needing recurrence. It can look at all words simultaneously and weigh their importance for each word, allowing it to capture long-term dependencies more effectively.
That sounds efficient. How do you see this approach evolving in future models?
I think what's cool is that the transformer architecture has already been adapted for various tasks, such as question answering and text classification. It'll be interesting to see how the self-attention mechanism gets further refined and combined with other techniques to tackle even more complex problems.
Exciting stuff. Do you think we'll see completely new types of models emerging because of this?
Actually, I think the impact will be more about combining existing techniques in innovative ways rather than introducing entirely new architectures. The transformer's success is likely to inspire further research into attention mechanisms and other self-supervised learning approaches.
Topic 2. Is multi-head attention more efficient than traditional RNNs for real-time translation tasks?
Great question. I think multi-head attention is faster and more efficient for real-time tasks since it can process information in parallel. RNNs, on the other hand, handle sequences sequentially, which makes them slower. What do you think?
Actually, the parallelization of attention mechanisms allows the transformer to take advantage of multiple GPUs and scale more efficiently than traditional RNNs, making it a better fit for real-time translation tasks. That's a great point.
Makes sense. How do you see this impacting future applications in real-time translation?
Well, you know, the efficiency and scalability of the transformer model will likely enable it to be used in a wide range of real-time translation applications, such as chatbots, voice assistants, and even smart home devices. The ability to process language inputs quickly and accurately will make it possible to build more seamless and conversational user experiences.
Exciting stuff. Do you think there are any limitations we should be aware of?
That's a great question. Actually, while the transformer model is highly efficient and scalable, it can still struggle with certain types of input data, such as very long sequences or those with complex syntax. Additionally, training these models requires significant computational resources and large amounts of labeled data.
Topic 3. Can the transformer's success in machine translation be replicated in other natural language processing tasks?
Interesting question. What kind of tasks do you think would benefit most from the transformer architecture?
Well, you know, I think the transformer's ability to process sequential data in parallel and its attention mechanism would make it particularly well-suited for tasks like text summarization, sentiment analysis, and even question answering. These tasks often require understanding complex relationships between words or phrases, which the transformer's multi-head attention can help with.
Great point. How about tasks outside language processing? Do you see potential there too?
I think what's cool is that the transformer's attention mechanism can be applied to other sequential data as well, not just language. For example, we could use it for music or video analysis, where understanding relationships between different elements in a sequence is crucial. Actually, some researchers have already explored using transformers for tasks like image captioning and even protein folding prediction.
Wow, that's really broad. How do you think the transformer might change these fields?
That's a great question. I think the transformer could have a significant impact on these fields by enabling more efficient and effective processing of sequential data. For example, in music analysis, the transformer could help identify patterns and relationships between different notes or melodies that are hard to capture with traditional models. In video analysis, it could help understand the dynamics of scenes and actions, which could be useful for tasks like object detection or activity recognition.
Topic 4. What ethical considerations arise from replacing recurrent models with self-attention mechanisms in AI systems?
That's a crucial question. What worries you most about shifting to self-attention models?
Well, you know, one thing that concerns me is the potential for bias and unequal treatment of different groups or individuals in the data. Since self-attention models rely on pairwise interactions between inputs, they may perpetuate existing biases if the training data reflects those biases. Actually, researchers have already reported some instances where transformers learn to reflect the prejudices present in the training set.
That's a valid concern. How do you think we can mitigate such bias?
That's a great question. I think one way to mitigate bias in self-attention models is to incorporate fairness-aware regularization techniques during training. For example, we could use methods like adversarial training or fairness constraints to ensure that the model doesn't unfairly discriminate against certain groups. Actually, researchers have already shown promising results with these approaches on various tasks.
Cool. Have you tried any specific techniques yourself?
Actually, yes. I've experimented with using regularization techniques like dropout and weight decay to help prevent overfitting in self-attention models. I've also explored the use of early stopping and learning rate schedules to improve convergence rates. Well, it's still early days for me on this topic, but initial results are promising.
Topic 5. How does the reduction in training time affect resource allocation and accessibility in academic research?
That's an important point. How do you think shorter training times could level the playing field for researchers with limited resources?
Well, you know, a significant reduction in training time can make AI research more accessible to researchers who don't have access to large-scale computational resources. It can also enable them to explore different ideas and experiment with new approaches without having to worry about the cost of training complex models. I think this could lead to a more diverse range of perspectives and contributions to the field.
That's really encouraging. Have you seen any examples where reduced training times made a big difference?
That's a great question. I think one example that comes to mind is in the field of medical imaging analysis. But with the transformer architecture, which can be trained much faster than these traditional models, researchers were able to explore different approaches and experiment with novel techniques that they might not have been able to consider otherwise. With traditional complex models, researchers often struggled to train and fine-tune their models on large datasets within a reasonable time frame. As a result, some really innovative solutions emerged.
Wow, that sounds like a game changer. How do you think this shift impacts the pace of innovation in AI?
Well, you know, with reduced training times, researchers can explore more ideas and experiment with different approaches without getting bogged down by computational costs. This enables them to innovate faster, which in turn accelerates progress in the field. It's like having a turbocharged research engine that lets people push the boundaries of what's possible.
We dove into how its self-attention mechanism can handle long-term dependencies in language, make real-time translation tasks more efficient, and replicate success in machine translation across other NLP tasks. Here's a fitting outro for this podcast episode that wraps up another fascinating discussion on the transformer's impact on AI research. We also explored the potential for bias in self-attention models and how fairness-aware regularization techniques can help mitigate it. Shorter training times with transformer architectures can make AI research more accessible to researchers with limited resources, leading to a more diverse range of perspectives and contributions to the field. In addition to these technical insights, we touched on the importance of resource allocation and accessibility in academic research. As we wrap up this episode, I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on these topics? Do you have any questions or ideas related to the transformer's impact on AI research? Share them with us in the comments section below or hit reply to send us a message. We're always eager to engage with our listeners and explore new ideas. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you all on the next episode where we'll dive into even more exciting discussions on AI research. Ideas pulse the power.